In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today, again, the reading of this Blessed Sunday, as we said last week, it is again the reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew related to the parable of the sower. And as we understand the first group of people that did not bring fruits, the Lord likened them to be as wayside or like the road. And he said the seeds fell on the wayside and it didn't bring fruit because the birds quickly they devoured the seeds and didn't allow it to make any kind of depth in the wayside. Let us go and see how, what does it mean to live as a wayside. Sometimes people they choose to live like this all the time. And sometimes we are also tempted to live sometimes as wayside. What are the characteristics of the wayside and how we might be likened to it? The first characteristic of the wayside, it is shallow. It has no depth. And this shallow character is shown in four main areas. The first one is in understanding. The second one, shallow in belief, shallow in cares, and shallow in experience. Shallow in understanding, we can better understand it through the words of King David in Psalm 92 when he said, O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. Shallow in understanding mean this person is unable, and he is choosing to be unable not to understand what is going on around him. He doesn't care much to meditate upon the works of God with him personally and in the world around him. He just walks his way every day only overwhelmed with what he needs, what he wants, not allowing himself the time or the depth to be able to understand the works of God and his wisdom and his goodwill. Even when the will of God conflicts with his own will, he might think of God as being not as wise as he might think. Maybe God doesn't love him, maybe he doesn't exist at all. His understanding is very shallow, like the wayside. Not only so, but he is also wise in his own eyes, and this makes the problem more complicated. As King Solomon describes this person who is shallow in understanding by saying, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. The person who is deep is the person who seeks counsel and keep asking, is this what I'm doing right? What do you think about this? He has some reference, somebody to go and ask him and counsel with him about what he's doing. Just thinking of himself being wise, this is a characteristic of a person who is shallow in understanding, living as a wayside. How many people perish simply because they have no counsel, simply because they think that they know everything, and whoever is going to correct them doesn't understand. They better keep their mouth shut. They know what they should be doing. They know what they are, where they are heading. So as we said, living as a wayside implies the meaning of being shallow, and shallow first of all in understanding, and we said shallow also in beliefs. We hear King David says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The people who claim to be wise in this age are those people who resist God the most. And they think of themselves, because I am very wise, then I cannot believe in God. If you debate with any one of those people who claim wisdom in our contemporary age and time, you will find a lot of these people saying that God doesn't exist. And sometimes they mock those people who believe. And they still think that these things are true. Do you still believe that the Bible truly have the word of God? This is something that may be history. It is not valid anymore. And they think by saying this that they attained wisdom. This is how a person would be called smart in this age, whenever he mocks God and mocks his people and mocks his ways. Do you think that these things are truly something that we have to follow? I don't believe so. This is what they are saying and what they are promoting every day. Shallow in their beliefs, like a wayside. So we said, shallow in understanding, shallow in belief, and shallow in cares. Those people living as a wayside, all what we care about is how to satisfy their desires and their passions. Hear the words of the rich fool person. The Lord spoke about him in the Gospel of St. Luke. This man who was saying, and I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, be merry. This shallowness in cares that makes the people think all the time like this. How can we summarize the cares of this person? Let us look at it again. He speaks to himself, and he promises himself with many goods available for many years. How would you know? Things might collapse in one day. You might not exist even yourself for many years. And this is exactly what happened. Not only so, but he also gave himself like the cheer. Take your ease, eat, drink, be merry. How many people among us are living like this? About eating and drinking and be merry. All what they care about is the fun of today. What did I acquire today to make me happy? Not how much I'm going to spend the effort in order to develop myself, but how much I'm going to gain positions and be happy and be at ease, as this man was saying. Shallowness in cares. All what they think about it is eating and drinking and be merry, with no obligations, no commitment, no thinking about developing themselves or work harder. Unfortunately, a lot of people are satisfied to live like this. They are also shallow in experience. The best way to describe it is what the Lord said about the generation he was living among. He said, an evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. The Lord described those people as being evil and adulterous. Why? Because they only base their experience on what they can see by their eyes, and what they are asking for. We wanted to see a sign, a miracle. Unless God will do it, I will never believe. Where is God? Why he doesn't show himself like he used to do it before? If he does exist, I wanted to see him. It's shallowness in experience. Only they can relate to what they can touch with their eyes and what they can see, what they can touch with their hands and see with their eyes. This kind of shallow experience will never allow a person living like this to bear fruits whatsoever. The Lord blessed those people who believe and do not say and do not see. Living only, being only a believer in what you see and what you touch is not the kind of faith that we should be embracing. So the first characteristic of a person living as a wayside is being shallow. Shallow in understanding, in beliefs, in cares, and in experience. The second characteristic of a wayside, it is trampled by all. The wayside has no control whatsoever on who is going to trample on. It's used by all. It's just a follower. Follower and men pleaser, a person who is living as a wayside. The Lord rebuked those people who are living like this when he said in Psalm 50, when you saw a thief, you consented with him, and have been a partaker with adulterers. You give your mouth to evil, and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. you slander your own mother's son, going with whoever, agreeing with whoever, even if this person is a thief, they go with him. They share in the words of slander and deceit with no problem whatsoever. Followers and men pleasers are those people who live like wayside, trampled by all times by all. Not only follower, but also he has no control on himself whatsoever. He is like this person who is described in the book of Proverbs, who saw a woman, adulterous woman, and immediately he just followed her without any kind of self-control or restraining himself to be away from the temptation. King Solomon describes this by saying, immediately he went after her. Immediately he went after her. As an ox goes to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. Describing this person as a beast, has no control over himself at all, just going after the temptation wherever it takes him. So we said a person living as a wayside is choosing to live shallow and trampled by all. The third characteristic is helps others to reach destinations but never moves itself. On the wayside, you have many signs. Say you go here to San Antonio, going here to Corpus Christi. But the wayside itself will never go with you. This is the case with us when we preach things and we teach it to those people living with us, and we never try to do it ourselves. The Lord rebuked those people doing this by saying, but to the wicked, God says, what right have you to declare my statutes or take my covenant in your mouth, seeing you hate instruction and cast my words behind you? What right have you to declare my statutes? Going everywhere speaking about this is what God says, this is how we should be conducting ourselves, but while saying this, the Lord says that seeing you hate instruction, when it comes to correction and someone to tell you you are wrong, at that time, no, don't want to hear this, and cast my words behind you. This is exactly what the wayside is like. Can take you to wherever destination. Can maybe tell you about the ways of God and tell you this is the way you should conduct yourself this way. But meanwhile, he is not willing to move himself. Is not willing to try, feel satisfied only by teaching and not trying to live as he preaches. Again, the wayside was never able to bear fruits. It is our choice and our decision if we want to live like this. There is no way for a wayside being shallow, trampled by all, and helps others to reach destinations but never moves itself to bear any kinds of fruits. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.